Today is Tuesday, the 8th of September, 2026. We thank you for joining us as we gather to thank God for another day. Our team for the morning is Pastor Williams and Lady Shamila. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Pastor.
Well, a very good morning to each of you. We give God praise for another day, and we tell him thank you. Our minute with the master today is drawn from Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 1, very familiar text, which says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And our minute with the master today is titled, "What We Cannot See." What we cannot see. Many of us claim that we have faith in God, trusting that he is real and that his promises are true. But if God asks us to act on our faith, to trust in what we cannot see, could he count on our faith as righteousness? Abraham believed God's promises, even as he said, at the foot of Mount Moriah, preparing to go sacrifice Isaac, he turned to those traveling with him and said, "The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back again." He trusted that God would somehow intervene and they would both come back. He knew this because God had told him that Isaac, his seed, would be blessed. He didn't know how God was going to do it, but he believed in the promises of God. Was Abraham righteous because he went up the mountain? No. Was he righteous because he raised a knife to take his son's life? No. Abraham was righteous for one reason. He believed, and his faith was counted unto him as righteousness. Faith is believing what God says is true, even when we don't understand how it will ultimately work out. I'll leave you with this quote today from John MacArthur. He says, "Faith and obedience are inescapably related. There is no saving faith in God apart from obedience to God, and there can be no godly obedience without godly faith." God bless you today.
Amen and good morning. Our prayer petitions for today follow. Our unsaved loved ones, we lift them to have a spiritual awakening, for their hearts to be softened toward God, and for them to receive Jesus as their Savior and Lord. Marcia and her family, her youngest brother passed. This is the third death the family has experienced since May. We pray for the Lord to strengthen them emotionally and uphold them with his deepest comfort as they make homegoing arrangements. Robin, we keep her lifted for the Lord to keep her body regulated, for her to remain in good health and finish each day strong. George, we pray for God to sustain his spiritual growth, for provision and for God's presence to dwell in his home. Those with unspoken needs, we ask God for spiritual, emotional, physical, and psychological covering. We also ask for needs to be supplied. Chris W., we ask God to lift the dark cloud from over his life, restore his mind, and put him in a place with hope, promise, and healing. School students in their classrooms, we pray for God's spirit to move upon their hearts, their minds, and to miraculously cover their actions. We pray for an orderly and safe environment where teaching can effectively take place. Everyone on the call, we pray you have a relaxing day filled with opportunities to shine your light. We pray you have peace that is beyond belief and patience as needed. We also pray you are able to maintain your focus on those things that matter. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. And we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Blessings on each of you today.
Let's prepare our hearts and our minds for prayer. God, we thank you and praise you, and we magnify your name. God, we lift you up, and we give you glory. God, we thank you for another day. It is another day's journey, and we are glad about it. God, thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy toward us. Thank you, God, for showing us your mercy yet again, and God, being good to us. So, God, we just bless your name, and we just magnify your name today. And we give your name all of the praise, all of the honor, and we give you all of the glory. Thank you, God, for blessing us and allowing us to see yet another day, day that we've never seen before. God, we thank you for the potential and the possibility that this day holds. And so, God, we pray that we would, God, walk in this day by faith. God, that we will follow you, God, every step of the way. And so, God, we just thank you and praise you, and we magnify your holy name. Forgive us, we pray, of our sins, God, committed by our thoughts, our words, and yes, even our deeds. God, forgive us of our shortcomings, God, and for those areas in which we have missed the mark. And so, God, we just pray today, God, that you would help us, oh God, to walk, God, as you have called us to walk. God, we pray today that, God, we will do, God, that which pleases you and that, God, which honors you. And so, God, we just thank you and we just praise your name, God, because we know, God, that with you all things are possible. God, we know, God, that with you, God, we cannot, God, we can do, God, whatever you have assigned our hands to do. And so, God, thank you for helping us to walk by faith, helping us, oh, God, to trust you in those areas that we cannot see. God, we thank you because we need you, God, every step of the way. And so, God, we pray, God, that you walk with us today. God, that you would strengthen us today. God, that you would hold our hands today. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would look upon all of us, God, and God, that you would strengthen us, God, with the strength that you know, God, that we need. God, we pray today for every person that's on this call. And I ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your might, that you would move by your power, God, that you would move by your strength, and God, that you would help us today, God, to serve you, to honor you, and God, to do what you have called us to do. And so, God, we just thank you and we just lift you up. God, we pray today that, God, you will go before us and set the way straight. We pray in the name of Jesus today, God, that you would, God, go before us, God, and straighten crooked places, God, that you would go before us, God, and God, prepare us for every challenge that is, God, that will come our way today, and God, every obstacle that we will face today. God, we pray today for those who are on our prayer list, and we ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you move by your might, that you move by your power. God, we're praying, God, for our unsaved loved ones. God, we're praying, oh God, that you would, God, allow them to come in before it's too late. God, allow them, oh God, to come to know you, God, before you return. And so, God, help us, God, to continue, oh God, to sow seeds into their lives. God, your word says some plant, some water, but it's you who gives the increase. And so, God, help us not only to talk the talk, God, but to live righteously in front of them. And God, to help them, God, to see our actions and our love for you. God, we lift up Marsha and her family today. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would give them peace that passes all understanding. God, we're praying, oh God, that you would comfort their hearts, God, and that you would, God, that you would keep them, oh God, in your care. God, we pray for Robin today. God, we pray, God, that you would touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. God, we pray, oh God, for healing for her. God, we stand in the gap for her. We plead, God, the blood of Jesus over her. God, we pray for George today, God, that you will continue, oh God, to sustain him, God, and to continue, oh God, to help him, God, in, God, his spiritual journey with you. God, we pray, God, that you would strengthen him and, God, help him to continue to lean on you. God, we pray today for those needs that went unsubmitted and unspoken. God, we know, God, that you know all about us, God, even when we do not know what to pray for. God, your word says the Spirit makes intercession for us. And so, God, we're praying for all of those unspoken needs today. And we pray, oh God, that you would perfect those things concerning us. God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, God, that you would bless us spiritually. God, bless us emotionally and mentally. God, bless us physically and financially. God, that you would bless us, God, with the blessings you know we need. God, we thank you and we lift you up. God, we pray for Chris today. God, we cover him in prayer. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would touch his mind and regulate his mind. God, we know, God, that you are a mind regulator. And so, God, we're covering our brother in prayer today. God, we're praying for our children today. God, we're praying, God, even as they return to classrooms today, God, that you would help them to excel and to do well. God, we're praying, oh God, that you would help them, oh God, to learn and to retain. God, we're praying for our teachers, administrators, and school-based employees, and we ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you would strengthen them, God, and that you would keep them safe, God, that you would keep them covered. God, we thank you for the opportunity every day, God, to come and to lift our petitions to you. God, your word says that men ought to always pray and not faint. And so, God, we thank you because when we pray, you hear us. And if you hear us, you will give us the desires of those things that we ask according to your will. And so, God, we lift you up today. We praise you today. God, our faith says we count it as done. And so, God, thank you, God, for hearing us. Thank you, oh God, for moving on our behalf. God, we thank you in advance for what you shall do in, through, and for each and every one of us. God, you be praised. You be glorified. God, we thank you today. In the strong and matchless name of Jesus, we count it done. By faith, it is so. We thank you for it even now. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank God.
Amen. Thank God. And thank you, Pastor Williams. We pray for the Lord to walk with you and flip some things in your favor today. We will meet again tomorrow at the same time. This concludes our prayer time on this Tuesday morning. Goodbye.